You're listening to Spokespeople.
Hi, podcast listeners. This is Sarah.
And this is Becca.
And we're part of the team that hosts the Spokespeople storytelling events.
This is the podcast of the true stories told live at our monthly storytelling shows in the San Francisco Bay Area.
The story you're about to hear, told by the inimitable Zoe Lehman, comes from our October 2013 show, hosted by yours truly, theme Parents or Guardians. It was held at Free Space in San Francisco.
Enjoy!
Our third storyteller for the evening is a storyteller after my own heart. Zoe Lehman is a glitter enthusiast, public health worker bee, glutton for sunshine, and lover of stories. She can almost always be found with a smile and a cup of tea. Please welcome Zoe.
I just have to tell you about the pot thing. So this relates to the last story that I told at Spokespeople about Camp Winter Rainbow, which is full of hippies, and they would take us on this rock tour, and they would burn this, like, staff of leaves and things, and it smelled really good and really relaxing. Then all of us would be, like, really spacey and dizzy and, like, walk through the rocks for, like, a couple hours as, like, 12-year-olds. And when I went to high school, I was walking with a friend of mine, and we smelled that smell under the bleachers, and we were like, oh, it's burning sage. It must be, like, the hippies, and maybe we can go on a rock tour. So we went under the bleachers, and we found, like, a couple of kids with a joint, and they were like, hey. And we were like, oh. And they were like, bye. Really. So we weren't very cool. My story tonight is a time when I was in charge of a lot of children, which was really fun for me and was maybe not good for their health some of the time, but was mostly good for them. Nothing bad ever happened to any of these kids in the story, I just want to say, while they were in my care. However, it was Halloween right about this time one year, and as usual, I had left my costume to the very last minute, and I had decided to just buy a blonde wig and a baseball cap, and I was going to be the patron fairy of the Chicago Cubs. And this was a bad idea for many reasons. One, I don't look that good as a blonde. Two, I didn't know anything about baseball, so people kept asking me about the cap, and I kept being like, whoa, they need a patron fairy because they always lose, right? And that was invariably the wrong answer to whoever I talked to. And three, my third graders did not recognize me when I walked into the classroom that day. They were like, where's Miss Zoe? And I was like, guys, I'm right here in the wig. And they were like, haha, where's Miss Zoe? And I was like, okay. And that day, I was wearing a costume because we were going to a haunted house that some other students had put on in the dorm on the campus that I was living on. And so this whole dorm had really gotten into making a haunted house, and they had done 4 floors of haunted house for us, and it was a dorm that was pretty tall, and they had a really old elevator in it. So I took my class of 32 third graders, which is too many to be in a classroom, I'm just saying. and so we went over to the dorm. We had to take a bus over. It was a big deal. It was a big field trip. Everybody was really excited. We got to the dorm. All of the college students were in their, like, dressed up outfits. Some of them were a little bit drunk. I chastised them on the side because these were small children. They're like 8 and 9 third graders. And we started taking the elevator to each successive floor to be, like, scared, but not too scared. And I talked to the people in the dorm beforehand, and I was like, okay, this can't be too scary because these kids will be freaked out and I will get in trouble with their parents. So it has to be medium scary. Scary enough that it's cool, but not too scary that they're really frightened. And the kids who lived in the dorms were like, don't worry about it. We totally got this. We do this every year. It's not a big deal. And I was like, okay. And you should probably know also that I'm really easily scared. Every time that somebody says boo, I, like, shriek and jump back. Even if they're like, okay, on the count of 3, I'm going to say boo. 1, 2, and then I'm like, God, I didn't know that was coming. So I was, like, really nervous about this haunted house experience because I wanted to be there for my kids and be strong and, like, calming for them in this scary time. But I was really worried that someone was going to jump out and I was going to, like, pee myself. So we're in this elevator, and the first floor that we go to is scary, but not too scary. The kids are a little drunk, but not too drunk. Not my kids, the kids in the dorms. And my kids love it. They are having a great time. They're, like, giggling. They're a little bit afraid, but not too afraid. And I have half the class, and my other co-teacher has the other half of the class. So we all of us crowd into the elevator, which we were like, this is a bad idea, but haha, it's totally fine. No worries. So all of us are totally packed into the elevator, and the guy who's operating the elevator flips the switch, and we go plummeting down, and then we jerk to a stop. And I'm like, kids, that was fun and scary, but not too scary, right? You guys are okay. And they're like, yeah, we're okay. That was fun and scary. And the elevator guy is like, that might have been too real. And I was like, what do you mean too real? And he was like, well, we're stuck. Which is not a good thing to say in an elevator full of 8 and 9 year olds and an easily scared person. And I'm like, it's fine. We're so fine. I'm just going to pull out my phone and call my other teacher and tell him that we're stuck in the elevator and he'll come get us and it'll be totally great. So I'm like trying to send good vibes and I pull out my phone and my phone has no reception because we're in a tall elevator shaft and that doesn't do well with phone reception. So we wait a little bit more. My kids are starting to get really freaked out. They're starting to get really fidgety. Some of them start to cry. And we try and use the phone in the elevator, and it's broken. And eventually we find the emergency switch for the doors. And so we got the doors open, and we're like, great, we're partly on a floor, which is ideal. So we were about this much on a floor, like from my thighs down was on the third floor of the building, and the rest was in between floors. And I didn't realize that in between floors had so much space until we were in between the floors. I thought that it was like ceiling and then floor is on top of ceiling, but actually it's ceiling and then there's like 6 feet of like material and insulation and building stuff and then the next floor. So we had this blank wall straight in front of us and below us we had an elevator shaft going down to the basement, which is a far drop for an 8-year-old in specific. So I decided that the best plan was to get out of the elevator and lift the kids out of the elevator one at a time, because after we called and nobody came, thinking that we were like screaming as part of the haunted house, I like crawled out of the elevator and jumped and was fine. And then the guy who's operating the elevator handed me kids one at a time. And 8 and 9 year olds are not big, but they're a little bit big to be lifting over a gap that goes down a couple of floors. And when they're really scared and you're really scared, everybody is like a little bit shaky. And I was feeling like this was a high stakes situation. So one at a time, we lifted all of these children out of the elevator. We were all in the hallway. Everybody was okay. Nobody was injured in any kind of way. And one of the kids looked up at me and was like, "Miss Zoe, that was too scary for Halloween." And I was like, "I know, I'm so sorry." And then he was like, "Miss Zoe, I'm never going in an elevator again." And I was like, "I know, me neither, I'm so sorry." And then he was like, "Miss Zoe, I don't like the blonde version of you." And I was like, "Me neither."
Liked this story, join us for our live show in the San Francisco Bay Area. Learn more by visiting spokespeople.org. That's spokespeople.org. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Podcast audio production was by Ian Ratzer at Mercy Park Studios in San Francisco. Podcasts coordination and event hosting by Sarah Bars. Event coordination by Rebecca Stiebader, aka me. And event photography by Chris Koster. Music for this podcast was by First You Get the Sugar.
Thanks
for listening.
Have a great
day/night/life.